the regular soil. Now, they always said soil like sandy like soil. That was a well, really, it doesn't. I don't think a sandy like soil grows too much of a. You know, it's not too good for a crop. And something like a clay, that's not too good for some. You know, it grows some things, but you know, not in. I don't know too much, but I know they say a sandy like. I believe peanuts grows pretty good in a sandy, if it's not too sandy. I believe now, I'm not sure, yeah. But I believe peanuts.
You got any name for those types of soil besides, you know, what they are like, you know, sandy or rich or anything?
Well, sandy land is not a rich land. I know that, I know definitely.
Yeah, I know that, that's yeah. Not,
but I don't, I don't know the specific name they would call it, you know.
Oh.
No, I don't know that. They don't keep up too much noise in there.
They gotta get out sometime. They're talking about right now in this section about getting water off the marshes, or I guess where you would say off any land that's got too much water on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say that they are.
I guess we maybe drain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too bad you didn't. You could have outdone everybody in school. if you wanted to get the water off, and what would be the thing that you dug? What would you call that?
Well, that might be some other name, but I would say a ditch.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Okay. This has got to do with the sea again. So I guess assuming you've seen the sea, and if you haven't. It's a shallow part of the sea where the waves come in, and it's a bit protected.
Mm-hmm.
It's and just a narrow part of the water comes in and out in a certain place. Do you have any idea what that's called?
No, because I mean I don't know too much about water. I've never lived too close around water, so I wouldn't know what that was called.
Okay, I don't think I would have either.
I don't know.
Now, if you're walking along the woods, and all of a sudden you look down and there's a deep something. I'm looking for the word for it, and it's about 10 feet deep and maybe 10 feet across, and there's maybe a little stream going down it. What would you call that? Not the stream, but the way that the valley goes in, a deep place into the ground like that, made by a stream.
I don't believe I know what that one is.
It's not a ditch.
Let me see. Would this be, I'm trying to think of one thing that I know. I'm trying to think of the name of that. A spring? It wouldn't be a spring, would it?
No, it's talking about not the water, but the way you come. I can't give you another word that would cancel it out, because that's another question. It's, you know, you've seen the rain come down and wash things into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ground goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is much, much deeper than that. And you wouldn't call it a valley.
It wouldn't be, it couldn't be a, you know, it wouldn't be a cave, because that, I just don't know. I'm sorry,
yeah,
I don't know that one.
Well, would you call it a ravine or a vine?
It could be. I've heard of a ravine, but I mean, you know, I guess if I've seen one, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I don't know. Because I never travel the woods too much either.
Yeah. Okay, now if there's been a rain like there has been here, and maybe it's gone, a lot of water's gone down the side of a hill, and it has little... I'm trying to not give you the name and having a problem, but it's not smooth anymore. They run little spaces where it's gotten deep.
Yeah. I just call them little trenches. I don't know what they are, but I know what you're talking about, where the water done washed the dirt away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all I just said, I mean, I never really given it too much thought to what they were. Did they have a special name? I just always said little trenches or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I know maybe it's another name for it, but I just never, heard anybody say, I never given it too much thought. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a lot of that, like the water say, coming off of, maybe it's a high bank side of the road or something, and the water come down. Well, before I moved here, it was where I used to live. The water, like if we have a real heavy rain, the water used to just wash it out in place, wash dirt out in place, and then just leave the little...